More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. McCall, like the rest of Idaho, has seen skyrocketing growth, and open parcels of land are being snapped up at record prices for future development. However, one piece of lakefront real estate remains undeveloped between the marina and Hotel McCall. The property is potentially worth millions, and a group of residents are hoping to turn the land into a combination community space and art center. But first, they have to raise enough money to buy that piece of property. Haley Johnson is the executive director of the Ponderosa Center, and David Carey is the owner of Hotel McCall. They're joining us today to talk more about this. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks so much for having us.
Hello.
So, Haley, let me start the conversation with you. Tell us about the Ponderosa Center. What is this concept? What will it look like?
Yeah, Gemma, it's a great question. Imagine, if you will, when you're in downtown McCall, this time of year, recreation is wrapping up for the summer season. Winter season hasn't kicked off, and you're looking for something to do. McCall and the surrounding areas really don't have a space where we can continue to gather as a community, whether it's coming together to watch a performing arts play, or if it's doing a group gathering for a cooking class. We don't have this space. So the Ponderosa Center is brought together by a group of members in our community who want to see a space that we can do these types of events or have a bigger conference that just really isn't possible from the West Central Mountains, from Cascade all the way to Riggins or Council. The next nearest place is either the Boise Morrison Center or out in Lewiston. So it will really fill that need that we have.
So Haley, when you talk about it being a combo art center and community space, you talked about the need for this community space, right? And why it's important. But I'm also wondering, are there certain events you're envisioning? Like, would it be big enough, let's say, for like weddings, maybe graduations? How else are you envisioning that space?
Yeah, it's going to be a space that can accommodate 420 people, Gemma, and there's really no venue like that in our area right now. So it'll be film festivals, band performances, whether that's a local high school band or the traveling bands in the area. Shakespeare Idaho Festival, we'd love to have them come up here and do kind of a separate rendition of what they do down in Boise. So it can be anything, and I mean that in a way that the Performing Arts Center will have seating that's retractable. So we'll have this stage front and center, you know, overlooking the lake, but we can turn that into the conference space. We can turn that in space for weddings or for family reunions. It's going to be very, very versatile.
Haley, how did the idea of the Ponderosa Center get started?
You know, I think that's a great question, and I haven't been a part of the full history of it, but David has been on our board since the beginning and can really give us more insight.
So there's always been a group in our community that's wanted to see something like this happen, but this group kind of formed about seven, eight years ago, and they just, like we said, they saw a need for this, and they really wanted to see something like this happen. And they reached out to the community, and they did a lot of soul searching and back and forth and polling and reaching out to groups. And, you know, that's why there's buy-in from the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce is very much on board with us, the McCall Chamber. They want to be inside of this structure. That is the plan. They are a visitor center as well. That'll keep the lights on. That'll keep activity there. The McCall Music Society has been a part of this. You know, where can we do concerts and events outside of smaller venues in town, outside of the schools and local churches? They're all great and they serve a specific need, but this is different than that. And then one of the partnerships that we've cultivated over the last couple of years is the McCall Ski Heritage Foundation. And they've been looking for a place to showcase the ski history here in the Valley. And we would like for them to be a part of it. And they're keen to be associated with us and have a place to show what they're up to.
So, David, I mentioned this piece of this piece of land between the marina and Hotel McCall. Can you describe the area for us and exactly where this land is? Because I'm envisioning in my head exactly where Hotel McCall is. Like, if I'm looking at the lake, I can see Hotel McCall on the right. You've got that busy intersection. But where exactly is this piece of land?
So it's a good question because everyone thinks that often people have different takes on it, but it's really simple. It's right behind the Hotel McCall as if you're going down to the marina. So if you're coming into town and instead of taking a left and following the road and carrying on north, if you're to take a right, which of course is the, you know, the not direction of travel for vehicles, but it's a whole pedestrianized area there. You go that way, you've got Legacy Park is on the left and you're walking down to the marina. This property is just on the right side. And it's been, it's part of the old railroad right-of-way, and the family's owned it since the 90s. So it is that vacant land behind the Hotel McCall, just to the, you know, inland of the Legacy Park there on the beach.
Is it kind of where you see cars parked sometimes? It's almost like a gravel-looking lot.
It is exactly that. And it's just, it's been vacant property. And, you know, we've done some basic improvements on it. But for the most part, we've been, like I said, holding on to it, waiting for the right thing. We've done land planning there. We've talked about expansion of the hotel. We've talked about different things. And when the Ponderosa Center group that was forming, like I said, several years ago, approached us on it, it was neat. I mean, it was exciting because we finally felt like this is something that is worthy of that location, that would be a great fit. It is something that, while it's, you know, a 501c3 and managed, but it's a public space. That's the beauty of this, is that this group will manage it, will look after it, will steward it, you know, for many, many years to come, but it will be a space that's open to the public. And that was what a big part of the appeal to us, to complement, you know, the hotel and that whole community down there. We see this as a driver for all of the local businesses and both our, you know, visitors as well as our residents.
So, David, I'm going to be really frank. You could make a lot of money developing this piece of property. No question about it. I mean, a lot of money. Why are you willing to sell it for less for this center?
You know, I appreciate you pointing that out. And it's, you know, and honestly, we haven't struggled with that. Occasionally we chuckle as a family and we discuss it, and we're not blasé about it, but we've had a home here in McCall since 1980. This town is near and dear to our hearts as a family. We've been coming here for the long time. My family moved here full time and 20 odd years ago, and both my kids were born and raised in the hospital here and went to every day of their schooling here. And I've seen the need for this sort of thing. And I've seen this town is absolutely amazing, but we do lack certain things, and this is one of them. And, you know, it's kind of a bit of an old adage, right? I mean, you do what you can do, and this is something that we can do. You know, we're not giving it away, but at the same time, like you said, this is definitely not a market value transaction. But we feel like this is an opportunity for a special piece of land with an organization that can absolutely steward this better than I think anybody else. And we just think it's an important thing for the town of McCall.
So, Haley, with that said, how much does your organization need to raise in order to buy the parcel?
Yeah, Jim, and this, we kicked off our capital campaign. It's a $25 million project, so to speak. And that's because of all the different things that are going into it, the high-tech stage, the retractable seating, the lighting, the sound system. This isn't something that we're just trying to piecemeal together. We want this to be state of the art. So that campaign, our goal this year, we've broken it out into smaller chunks, is a $5 million raise. As of today, we've raised $1.4 million towards that goal. But we need our community help. We need those who call McCall a second home, their help, as well as people who visit here frequently and just want to be able to do more while they're up here visiting with us. So we are looking for additional support in whichever way that comes from, whether it's an introduction to someone or a donation.
So do you have a particular deadline? Haley, I know you said you want to raise $5 million this year. We're heading towards the end of the year. Also, when people start to look at, you know, where they're going to do their giving. But is it that $5 million this year, and then you kind of take a chunk out of that next big piece of it?
Correct. So $5 million this year, and then come next year, it'll be an additional $5 million that we'll be seeking as well. Our goal is, you know, to not have this project take 10 years to raise the funds and build. We want to do this soon. We want to do this so community members who are getting older are able to enjoy it, and we can get our youth involved in inside the building as well. So that would be a 2 to 3 year goal. We'd love to see us break ground by 2026, but it is all based on fundraising, how fast those funds come in and where they come from. And so we aren't blind to the fact this will take a little bit of time, especially in a community like Valley County, but we do want to achieve these goals and hit our marks. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think you make an important point, Haley, that as you mentioned, there are many people with second homes in McCall. And to maybe ask some of those folks, right? Can you help out? Because they use the resources in your small town as well.
Right. I mean, McCall in general is about 4,000 a year full-time residents, 13,000 in Valley County. But when you see big events happen up here, take Winter Carnival, for example, we mm-hmm. reach numbers upwards of 50,000 people. So yes, we are looking for those people who come and enjoy McCall and use our facilities and make memories with their family up here to be a part of this journey with us and help us out.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for talking to us about this. Good luck to you as you move forward with this project. Really appreciate the conversation, both of you.
Thanks so much, Jemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.